This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Los Angeles Unified School District workers are on strike for a second day today. It's teaching assistants, custodians, and others. It's not the teachers' union striking, but teachers are supportive and not crossing picket lines. One reason for the strike now, the labor market. Despite all the companies planning for a recession is not here, and there's still a lot of hiring in a tight labor market. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports.
Cars honked their horns, and workers cheered as they marched near an L.A. school on Tuesday. 52-year-old Matilde Hernandez was among them. She's a special education assistant for the district and says people don't really understand the role she plays with high school students.
I get to be the last teacher, the last person for them to learn something, maybe not learning to write or read, but maybe something social that's going to help them in the life.
Hernandez's union, SEI Local 99, is calling for pay increases, more full-time work, and increased staffing. Across the country, median pay for teacher assistants is under $30,000 annually. Yet, strikes among these educators who aren't teachers?
I think in recent times, it hasn't been common at all.
Jake Rosenfeld's a professor of sociology at Washington University in St. Louis. He points out the tight labor market and the offer of higher wages from the private sector gives these public sector workers new leverage.
A kind of dispute in LA such as this speaks to the power that low-wage workers have actually gained in the last 2 years.
The LA Unified School District says it's offering opportunities for career growth and significant pay increases. Rosenfeld says whether we see strikes like this in other districts depends on how tight the labor market continues to be. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.